Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Once again, we are fortunate enough to have the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Craig Uden, on the program. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, the much-anticipated National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention is just a week away. What can you give us for highlights of that upcoming meeting in Phoenix, Craig?
Well, we're going to kick it off with a Cattlemen's College on Tuesday night, or Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, and that's going to be very, very informative. We're going to go and have a lot of top producers, panels and things of that kind of nature. We have opening general session with Reed Drummond, and that'll be a big highlight as well. We're going to talk about a lot of issues of what we've accomplished this year and what we foresee in the future. It's going to be a real informative, well-attended meeting, and that's January 31st through February 2nd. We look for a great turnout, and it'd be a nice time to get away from the cold weather.
It would. And talking to different producers in our area, I know that two of those areas that you just talked about, one is the Cattle Facts Seminar is always well-received, and the other one is the Cattlemen College segments. And would you agree, Craig, that the as far as like the optimism in the cattle industry is probably there where we'd like to see it? And I was just doing some year-end bookwork and putting values on our cattle that we have in the feedlot, and like for 900 weight steers we were looking at $1.50, and I got looking back at a year ago and we had them down in that $1.32 area, and yet you look at the futures and you don't see a lot of difference from year to year. How do you think we're going to come through this spring market?
Well, I think we in 2017, all segments of the beef industry were profitable, and I think that's really encouraging. And a lot of that goes back to the success we had both on the domestic demand and also the international trade. And the things that happened also there was some of the rollbacks on regulation, and we hope to continue that this year. Now, we know proteins of all classes, beef, pork, and poultry, are increasing, so we must continue to keep pushing that product out the door. We'll consume more total protein in the United States this year, and we're going to try to increase export business as well. I think 2018, there's a lot of positives out there. We got good momentum. Cattle are moving along nicely, and they're remaining profitable, maybe not to the tune that they were last year, but again, we've found a very good, we're producing a tremendous quality product, and we've got a lot of demand for it.
Okay, so have you heard of any new plants in the making as far as packing plants, or is that kind of, we're going to be kind of sitting with what we've had for harvest capacity?
Well, we haven't seen any new plant expansions being proposed right at the time. There was one last year that was implemented out in Idaho, and it's a cow kill, but it's going to be expanded also to fed beef. But what you have seen is a lot of modernization, an increase of utilization and efficiency in some of the old plants. So we're moving a lot of cattle through the system, but again, there's a lot of issues out there, such as finding labor to run all these plants. But a lot of the new expansion for the existing facilities have eliminated some of the need for the people and went to more automated systems that actually are getting the job done.
Okay. Well, you're just finishing up your tenure as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Can you just tell our listeners some of your highlights this past year and have been, and is it what you kind of expected as far as a time commitment, Craig?
Well, it's been a huge time commitment, but I think the interesting thing is the amount of people you touch across the industry and how different regions produce our product, and it's been very valuable learning and following those folks and seeing how beef's produced, say, in New York versus California, Florida versus Utah. And it's been really good to be out there. I guess one of my highlights, one of my biggest successes has been trying to build that state-national partnership. We've had very good success on international trade. We've opened up back to China, which was a big highlight. We've built new relationships and strengthened relationships in D.C. that have helped roll back some of these intrusive regulations, and we're going to continue to keep focused on those type of things for the future.
I would agree 100%. As far as I look back at the beginning of the year, when you took on as president and some of the things that you had in front of you, which seemed like some pretty big barriers, and how you guys worked through it. I know you got a very good leadership team, and the new upcoming NCBA president will be representing the western part of our country, isn't that right, California?
That is true. You know, it takes a lot of people. You know, I think the commitment of the staff at NCBA is second to none. We've got 18 people that work in D.C., and they are 24-7. We've got about 100 people that work in Denver on the checkoff side and through various parts of the organization. And we've been very successful. We've got a great officer team coming up that really has that producer in mind as far as being out there and listening and having that commitment to doing anything and everything in their capacity to make it more profitable for the producer.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig, for being on the program, and good luck next week at the convention. I hope to visit with you out there in Phoenix.
We hope to see a lot of people from Minnesota down there because it's going to be a lot warmer there in Phoenix than it is in Minnesota.
I would hope so. Until next week, thanks for listening. We will talk again.